political suicide? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It looks like the Tea Party Republicans have dug in, which means millions of Americans come January 1st will lose unemployment benefits and will see their payroll taxes go up. So why would they do this when even fellow Republicans see it as political suicide? Well, look at the recent economic headlines. Employers have added at least 100,000 jobs in each of the last 5 months. Official unemployment is down to 8.6%. Christmas shopping blew through all predictions. Gas is cheaper. Consumer confidence up. But for some politicians, the timing could not be worse. Because if the trend continues, by November of 2012, we could be looking at an unemployment rate below 8%. And as every pollster will tell you, Ronald Reagan, with unemployment at 10%, was considered a one-term president. But by November of 1984, unemployment was down to 7.2, and he won 49 states in a landslide. Now, clearly, the House could have reached a deal because, as Speaker Boehner said himself,
I don't believe the differences between the House and Senate are that great.
But some politicians understand that this little tiff will be long forgotten by Election Day. On Election Day, people are going to vote based on how good they feel. And if it starts to feel like morning in America come November, Barack Obama, who might as well be the great socialist Satan for certain members of the House, will win. Unless the recovery can be delayed. So political suicide? Maybe. But there are some people in this world who will do anything to stop what they consider to be the great Satan. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.